So Keith, any questions?
No.
Good. My question is, where are we? We talked a lot, but remember, we're talking only about one simple subject. We cannot talk about it because it's not talkable. Therefore, we blah, 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 blah. We go through series, we go through poetic language, all of that. But when you step back and look at the big stories, you remember, no. It's a very simple line of advice in general. Then in details, yes, it goes deeper and deeper. But the general idea is this. Enrich yourself. I mean, we explain to you the values. Now, you should collect the values. Really do it. Okay. While you are beginning to enrich yourself, first of all, remember that you're not supposed to eat the children of the elephant. Yes, you're hungry. Yes, you're looking around. But beware. The second story is now. So the first one was, be careful. Be cautious. Don't joke about it. Do not accept everything. And be careful. And at the end, he said, listen. You need to have the logic. A good logical thinking. But this is the first stick you actually grab to walk blindly. Because you should give up the stick and find someone with open eyes. Because stick is prudent, yes, but remember that. If you don't have that stick, you have to have someone to help you. This was the first. Second stuff. The story of some people. You will see that this story will go up and down and will be left and will come back to it and so on and so forth. And we will hear a lot of different stuff before moving to the next group. One of these groups, remember at the beginning he said, excuse me, is there any way that I can tell you where to go or whom to connect? No way. The only thing I could do is to warn you about the wrong stuff. First one was to be silly and try to imitate, copy the big words and learn that one. That we put aside. Now we show you the second group. Second group are the people who have a prosperity and that will cause a main problem for them. Because when you have prosperity, your ego starts to inflate. More power you have, more asset you have, more control you think you have on this universe. As if my field expands even twice or three times, will be something in this universe. This is the first group we're here tonight. The people who are fortunate to have the best, but that will make them rot. Who's the victim tonight? No one? Yes? Go ahead.
Story of the people of Sabah and how prosperity made them forward
You have not heard the story of the people of Sava, or you have read it and seen naught but the echo. The mountain itself is not aware of the echo. The mind of the mountain hath no way to the meaning. Without ear and mind, it goes on making a noise. When you are silent, it also becomes silent.
What was that all about? Said, there is a story which I think you haven't read. Or you have read, but you looked at the surface. You have noticed the superficial. You didn't go deep in. This will be like being every other stuff. Mountain for Rumi is this existence. You become like this existence. If somebody will shout, you will echo. When they go quiet, you go quiet. In today's language, we call it what?
Copycat.
When you don't do anything, if somebody shouts, you echo back. If not, you keep quiet.
Reactionary.
You react. And reacting is left to the universe. We are talking about you being active, therefore responsible. Remember? We call you to stand up. That stand up is every single moment for you. So you shouldn't be like that. He explained it. We'll see why. Now back to the people of Shiva or Saba.
How is it pronounced properly?
Saba.
God bestowed on the people of Saba much ease, myriads of castles and palaces and orchards. Those bad-natured ones rendered no thanks for that. In fidelity, they were less than dogs. When to a dog there comes from the door a piece of bread, he will gird up his loins at the door. He will become the watcher and guardian of the door, even though violence and hard treatment befall him.
Why the dog? Remember, for us, animals, they represent something special. Dog, everybody knows that for out of this area in literature, when you talk about dog, you talk, of course, about the fidelity and all that. Okay, but for us, it's a little bit more than that, because the dog is a part of me. You remember the ego? The dog one, which is good and bad. It could be good when it is protecting the house. It is very bad because it will attack the blind fellows. My ego will attack blind fellows because they need pity, but I show arrogantly superiority, and that will bother them. So even the doggy understand this fidelity. How come you could forget? These people, they forgot. They had everything, but they did not appreciate it. Yes?
Still will he stay and abide at that door. He will deem it ingratitude to prefer another. And if a strange dog come by day or night, the dogs there will at once teach him a lesson, saying, "Begone to the place that is thy first lodging. Obligation for that kindness is the heart's pledge." They will bite him, saying, "Begone to thy place. Do not any more leave the obligation for that kindness." From the door of the spirit and spiritual men, how long didst thou drink the water of life, and thine eyes were opened? much food from the door of the spiritual, of intoxication and ecstasy and selflessness, didst thou cast upon thy soul.
Who is talking here? Remember? The story goes like this, that even the dog understands fidelity. Okay? Then he will change the story so another stranger dog will arrive and these dogs will teach him a lesson. And while the dogs are teaching him the lesson, Rumi will slide in to replace the dogs. Why? This is something to notice because, see, we're reading a poetic story. He moves because he has a point in here. He says, let's forget about the spirituality. Let's go back in the, let's say, quote-unquote, logical domain of thinking. Let's be normal fellows, selfish fellows, okay? Even within selfish fellows, all the other selfish fellows, they expect you to have a fidelity. Look at them. Even the normal people, non-spiritual one, they expect you to have some fidelity. They will tell you, you should appreciate what you receive. This has nothing to do with this that we are talking about. Even over there is quite clear. What is the message? Is, yes, they question you. They look at you and say, you had the opportunity to be there to drink that water of knowledge from these different masters. And you just let this go and go to the next one and the next one. Are you trying all different schools or are you looking for a good stuff? Remember, from the glass that you drank, even a drop of that wine, you should always appreciate the hand that gave it to you. Because this is the best way to connect. First, you should connect to the fellows that you learn from, right? That connection needs fidelity. Yes?
Afterwards, through greed, thou didst abandon that door. And through greed, thou art going round about every shop.
You notice the repetition, the word greed, greed. Because this is what it is. The ego will say, oh, that was good, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more.